The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You know, we sit here in awe and we talk about, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander getting a $285 million Supermax deal. Insane. We talk about franchises that are worth $4 billion. We talk about expansion or TV rights or streaming and all of those things. And June Lee from the New York Times just joined us as we had the opportunity to talk to him. And, you know, here's a guy that worked for ESPN and then was in a no work part of his contract after they let him go. And for 2 years, he sat out and was trying to figure out, you know, his next move. And part of that next move is writing now, and he writes for the New York Times. But, you know, he went out and wrote a piece about the expenses of being a sports fan and trying to figure out, you know, where's the game at and how many different streaming services do you have to own? And, you know, as we said, you look at the Guardians last week, you know, they were all over the place last week and they were on three different networks in 3 different days.
Well, it's going to be 4 in 4 days tonight.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Yep. Yeah. So now you're for your TBS tonight. They were on Roku early on Sunday. They were on their own network on Saturday and then Friday night they were on Apple TV. So,
Four games, 4 different outlets. That's confusing as all get out.
It was real simple at one point. It was 75 games on, or no, I think there was a 10 game or 11 game window where national TV could pick up your game. At one point, it was like 75 games for Channel 43, and then it was 75 games for Fox Sports Ohio. It was real simple. And before that, it was just Channel 43, right?
Yes, it was.
But, and was
we,
it?
We played favorites.
But did you play all 150, though? I don't remember you playing all 150. No. And so I remember, you know, being over at Fox Sportsnet, and people were so mad when these games, all the games went over to Fox Sportsnet. That was super easy, right? 150 on Fox Sportsnet. I don't think you could have got any simpler than that. And
yes, you know, you could have.
If there was a game that wasn't on
150 on over the air television,
or 162 on over the air television,
yeah, it would have been easier.
Yeah, but and it would have to be on the same station every time, which was never going to happen unless it was an independent channel like 43 was, right?
Yes.
If you think about it that way. Yeah. And because, you know, they've been with Channel 3 for forever, the Guardians have, just to even give you a couple games throughout the season. Or it's actually Channel 3. So, you know, you look at all this and you look at the cost of all these things. And then Julie, you know, hopped in and wrote this story that came out with $4,785 on how much it costs to be a sports fan. I'm just talking about the Guardians. I'm not talking about, you know, specifically the Browns, or I'm not specifically talking about the Cavaliers. I'm just saying how expensive it is. And, you know, you want to add in your own, if you want to throw in your college package there too. Now, maybe you got a pro team, a college team and a high school team. I mean, the high school team is costing you money. You want to follow along? And then maybe your youth team is costing you money because you're like, oh, man, I've got to have Game Changer because it's going to, you know, through AI, it's going to do play-by-play for me. So if I know, if I can't go to my kid's game, now I've got AI telling me my kid struck out or my kid just hit a home run or my kid did this. And by the way, you can watch now too. And so now you got another streaming service and you're along the way. So I thought it was interesting when you brought this to our attention, Jeff. $4,785 is what he calculated to be a pro sports fan. He didn't even, and he didn't calculate parking or food or any of those things. He was just talking about streaming and having different services to do that. And you know, the question is at what point is the bubble going to burst on this stuff?
I wonder about that. Am I the only one who does think that? You know, like Shea Gilgeous-Alexander he's going to make over $70 million a year to play a team game. I mean, good for him, obviously. And if they weren't making the money, you wouldn't think they could afford to pay him.
They're not going to spend it if they're not. So what I thought initially when we started talking about that contract is, you know, if they can pay him that much, how much are they making?
How much are they making?
Year?
I know.
You know, that's just, okay, we're going to do that for our heist. Because the Indians / Guardians have always had that rule where they would never pay. Remember, because I'll never forget this because it was during the Toma negotiations. I can't believe I brought that up twice in one show. But they were super reluctant on paying one player 25% of the entire payroll.
Well, don't you get that,
because they just don't
though?
Think it's good business.
Yeah, I understand that.
To a point, unless you have a player, and I think in basketball it works a little bit better, maybe even in hockey, and a quarterback in football, that
yeah, to some
one position, one player could drive the entire franchise, and that's why you call them a franchise player, because they're driving the franchise.
Yeah. I just, the way the prices are going, it's out of whack. The networks, the internet streaming outlets, I mean, they've got a lot of money, and I can understand why sports leagues and sports owners are more than willing to take the money. I just wonder, and we've thrown this out a lot, Andy, boxing did the same thing. Boxing used to be on ABC. There's Howard Cosell bringing you the fights. Mm-hmm. Those were the heydays of the heavyweight division, certainly.
Do you think the ultimate violence of the sport, though, was the downfall more than just trying to gouge?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay.
No, because look at MMA. MMA's become pretty available and wildly popular. And I just wonder, you know, I fear for the NFL a little bit. That sounds stupid, I know. But, okay, how many different platforms are you going to put your game on? We're already seeing it, you know, with the other sports. Where are you going to you going to ace out your normal fan? Your fan who wants to watch on a nightly basis? You know, if you're baseball, you know, June Lee's dad, diehard Red Sox fan. I'm not going to pay that much to watch my team. And so he's moved on to other things in life. That's where I think there's a little bit of danger for the sports leagues. You know, people, for instance, Andy, mm-hmm. I love watching high school sports. I love watching college sports in person.
Mm-hmm.
Relatively inexpensive.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Pick a favorite 13 or 14-year-old baseball team and go follow them. It's fun.
Sure.
And it doesn't cost anything. And well,
does it not cost anything? Because
it costs minimal.
It's minimal. Cheaper than other things. But I mean, if you're a parent in that situation, it's super expensive.
Well, you can still go follow a rec league team and just go.
If you want to go watch your home games or something.
You can go watch sports for free most every night in the summer somewhere. Watch some free baseball game if you want.
Yeah, and I think you brought this up once before. I think my kids even got moving heavily into sports. It was the whole going to a tournament for a weekend and having to buy a tournament pass.
Oh, yeah.
An expensive tournament pass to watch your own kid play after you've already paid the fee to get in the tournament, not to mention what you're paying to even be on the team in the first place. And, you know, I also think that outpricing ourselves in youth sports, too.
Yeah.
When you have to be on the road every weekend in hotels and you hear about these sports bankruptcies all the time for families that just, they want to be involved in it. They still want to continue it. Their athlete or their young athlete may have a chance to compete at the next level, but it's very slim. No one wants to realize that when you're in the moment. And then you realize how much money you've put out at the end of the year, and you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe I spent that much money.
I worry that the big sports are going to put themselves behind so many paywalls that the average sports fan will lose interest. It's not that they can't afford it.
It's that they can't find it, like he was saying?
No, it's not even that. It's that they get apathetic about it, and they don't care. You know, the money's, okay, fine. I get that. I understand. You might not want to pay. You might not be able to afford to pay. But it's when the sports fan becomes apathetic or angry about it, and then they turn the page and they go to something else. And I wonder.
So do you think that's what happened to boxing? Let me go back.
Yes, I do, actually.
That sports fans just became apathetic about it?
No.
It went to movie theater style or that.
Exactly. And you had to pay so much for it and all of a sudden it's not out there. I mean, the heavyweight division in the 1970s, late 60s, 1970s was awesome. You had so many great fighters and they're on TV all the time. You're watching, you know, it was boxing and baseball in like the 1930s. They were the biggest sports in our country. And, you know, for other reasons, football came along and basketball grew and boxing was brutal and it diminished a little bit. But then, you know, after the 70s, you know, because think about some of the great, you know, heavyweights we had in that era, you know, Frazier, Ali, Foreman, Larry Holmes followed them. You know, in between, you had guys like Ernie Shavers from Warren. You had guys who were pretty dang good. And name me one heavyweight fighter right now other than Tyson Fury. Don't Google. I can't do it. I can't do it. And I loved heavyweight boxing. And it's only my slight concern. I don't think it'll happen. It won't happen in our lifetimes. But I just wonder if one day the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NBA, NHL, put themselves behind so many pay windows that sports fans get apathetic about it. And they just go about other things.
You know, when we first started talking about this morning, last night, just out of the blue, my wife was watching a movie. I sat down and watched it. It's The Boys in the Boat, and it's about the 1936 Berlin Olympics, where the University of Washington's rowing team, the JV team, ended up representing the United States in the Olympics, and then ended up winning the gold. I didn't want to give it away, but I might as well give it away. I mean, you should know what it is. So, but what I thought was crazy was, you know, they were showing the national championship with all the major universities that were competing, and they had the announcer say, well, there's more than 100,000 here to watch this race. And I'm like, there was 100,000 people to go out there and watch rowing. And then they showed, like, I was blown away by the fact that they had a railroad alongside of the river that had a giant grandstand that moved along with the rowers. And I was like, did I miss something that rowing was that popular? And if you go back almost 100 years now, it was a hugely popular sport to go watch. And I had to learn that this morning. Like, I never once thought, I always thought it was kind of cool if you wanted to watch rowing, but I never could conceive, you know, 100,000 wanting to go see that. And I was like, wow, that story in that movie is obviously the book is really good, but the movie is really good too. If you want to see it, but I wonder about these sports that you talk about, boxing, in this case it was rowing, that is super popular, but you know, now they're maybe Olympic sports. And by the way, it's hard to find boxing even in the Olympics, Jeff. It's not the same way it was, because we always have a couple really good boxers from Cleveland that find their way close to the Olympics or on the Olympic team.
Think of the 76 Olympic team. It was a huge deal you know, for the United States.
All right, much more to talk about when we come up. It's been a fantastic day. Warren Sharp, sharpfootball.com, his 2025 football preview is out. What do we need to know about our Browns? Warren Sharp, next, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.